Governor Rick Perry has said for months now that he would skip any debates with Democrat Bill White because White didn't meet the governor's demands for releasing tax returns. But those who did show up last night made sure to keep the governor there in spirit.
We need a governor who will pay attention to enforcing our laws as written, not somebody who just goes off and gives speeches and sound bites.
It has been tradition for a number of years now to put your pals on the state payroll on a job that nobody checks. You don't check in, you just sort of do it, maybe.
You can vote and do whatever Rick Perry wants for him on November 2nd. But the next morning, November 3rd, he still won't respect you.
In fact, White, Libertarian Kathy Glass, and Green Party candidate Deb Shafto barely paid attention to each other. Instead, they focused their attacks on the governor. For example, Mr. White, would you consider a new vaccine for kids? Sure, just not like Perry did.
We need to make sure that health decisions are not made because some former chief of staff of the governor is a well-connected lobbyist, and then all of a sudden, kids in the schools are required to be vaccinated by a drug that hasn't gone through the formal process of the state.
Or, Ms. Glass, what about the state's budget? Perry's fault.
I would cut the budget 50% in one half, and just shows how much government has grown. The cost of government has exploded under a conservative, supposedly conservative administration.
Perhaps the most awkward set of answers of the night, what has the governor done right in his 10 years in office? Green Party candidate Deb Shafto.
A really hard question to answer. I don't want to appear too negative, but I can't think of a single thing. I'm sorry.
The White campaign is betting that even without the governor on stage, the event could help elect him. Not only was he able to spend an hour laying out his policy ideas without being contradicted by the governor, but the debate also gave Libertarian candidate Glass a shot at a statewide audience. Traditionally, Libertarians take votes away from Republicans, and the closer Glass gets to 10% of the vote, the closer White is projected to having a shot at winning the race. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.